From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. State lawmakers are once again heading into a legislative session following a school shooting. Colorado passed controversial gun laws earlier this year in the wake of the Aurora Theater shooting and the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. Binta Berkland takes a look back at the gun legislation and talks to lawmakers who are taking stock of things.
The Arapahoe High School shooting hits especially close to home for Republican Senator Ted Harvey of Highlands Ranch. His son is a junior at the high school and was on the speech and debate team with gunman Carl Pearson. Harvey is also good friends with Pearson's mother, who he says is one of his biggest political backers.
Nobody can prepare for it. Nobody can mentally prepare for it. It's the most horrific thing I've ever been this closely involved in.
Pearson committed suicide in the school library when an armed school resource officer approached him. Harvey says it strengthens his position that schools shouldn't ban trained faculty from having concealed carry permits.
My wife is a teacher, and she's working in a gun-free zone where those that want to do harm have free rein to come in and shoot students and staff without any opposition whatsoever.
Harvey sponsored a bill during the last session that would have allowed teachers to go through training and have a gun in the classroom. It failed, with Democrats, including Senator Jesse Ulibarri, blasting the measure. Ulibarri said it would make schools less safe, adding that you don't need a gun to take down a shooter, as was the case in the shooting of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
People who were unarmed took that person down when he stopped to reload. And so there are other ways to address violence, and it doesn't mean that we have our kids exposed to a whole crossfire of multiple folks in a room shooting simultaneously.
Democrats would ultimately pass several controversial gun measures, including universal background checks and a ban on high-capacity magazines of more than 15 rounds. As a result, Democrats lost three senators through recall and resignation.
Anybody who thinks that another law will make people stop doing evil things is failing to recognize the very nature of the world that we live in.
That's Republican Senator and gubernatorial candidate Greg Brophy from Ray. He says the laws are ineffective and take away constitutional rights.
The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is for a good guy to have a gun.
Brophy says he'll work with his caucus to repeal the gun laws in the upcoming session, something incoming Senate President Morgan Carroll of Aurora says won't happen.
For us, the idea of not doing a background check before purchasing or transferring a weapon is crazy. It's the only way you can keep guns out of criminals' hands. So there's really not a lot of interest in going backwards on that front.
Democrats say the laws are working, citing recent data that shows background checks stop 72 gun sales where the would-be buyer was convicted or charged with a serious crime, like murder, sexual assault, and possession of dangerous drugs and theft. Both parties expect the topic of guns and violence to once again dominate the legislative session. Republicans say it will also be a key part of the 2014 elections, where they're hoping to flip control of the legislature. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.